Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Ducky Daily for 8/24/2010. Let's see, it's been a couple days since a daily. Whoops! So, Kath is on vacation right now, so she's off and gone, which means I'm free to talk about True Blood. It's heading towards one hell of a batshit crazy finale in 2 weeks, right? Like, what the hell? So, Russell, like, just when you think you couldn't hate him more, you end up liking him. Like, that moment with Talbot this week. Well, with the guy who was not Talbot, but who he thought was Talbot, and then he staked. Hello! First of all, was that the dude from 90210? I don't know. Like, that Naveen kid or whatever his name is. Wow, was that racist? Because I swear to God his name's Naveen or something. But that's Naveen Andrews from Lost, so, I'm not sure what his name might be. Now I'm a total asshole, because I can't remember it. Anyways, look totally like that dude that's on 90210. Craziness. I cannot love Eric Northman more. And Pam, oh, they couldn't be more adorable. When she was, you know, trying to convince him to use Sookie to get to Russell. And she said, you know, you would have done anything for Godric. I'm like, amen, sister. And you will do whatever it takes for Eric. And I love that about Miss Pam. First of all, looking hot business in that outfit this week. She's hilarious. I need more of her in her, like, preppy two pieces, though. Because those are funny. Sookie, God bless that girl. Jason Stackhouse this week? Redonk. He was so good. Oh, he just broke your heart with Tara. Because, you know, he had to tell her. And he knew it was going to change everything. But, oh, so good. Where are they going with Tara? That bitch is going to be dead by the end of the season, right? I mean, what else could they possibly do to her? It's so, she's like had the most misery out of anyone on that show. Like, let's just get rid of the sister, all right? Oh, so good. Jesus, something crazy there. And even, you know it's bad when Lafayette's like, what the hell? Hell no. So, who knows what's going to happen there? Love and True Blood. Big Brother 12 continues to just be, honest to blog, one of the best seasons they've ever had. It's just chaos in there. And Brittany is the best thing on that show right now. She is hilarious. And while I hate Matt most of the time, I'm starting to actually like him because he knows that the brigade was trying to fuck him. And so he's like, boys, let's see what happens here. Love it! Enzo, meow meow's totally gonna lose his shit this week. And I cannot wait for tomorrow night's episode because you know there's gonna be so much drama in that house. And I have no clue what's going on with POV and don't wanna know so no one spoil me. But yeah, Big Brother, honestly, right now it could be on 5 days a week and I would watch it every single night on CBS. So delish. I think I've mentioned this before on here, or at least on the podcast, but Sally Draper, totally gonna kill Betty Draper, right? Does anyone see this shaking down any other way? That bitch is nutso. She's losing it. Really, Sally, with the masturbating at a friend's sleepover? Hilarious. Betty, total woman on the verge. And I never thought she actually liked this new guy. But I don't know, he calmed her down a little and she actually liked it. And she had a big smile, so maybe Betty actually likes this dude. Which I totally was not expecting at all. So I have to give huge kudos to Pete Campbell this week for standing up to Roger. Who was hilariously insane with the Honda thing. Oh my lord, when he just walked in and started saying that shit, I couldn't even get over it. But I love how Pete just went off on him. And Joni. Love that Joni. And another thing, they cannot get rid of Don's new secretary because that woman is comedy gold. I'm loving Mad Men and how they're just making it a little lighter and more playful this year. And it's just got such energy. And I just can't get enough of it this season. So I hope you guys are liking it too. All right, that's it for today. Leave me some comments if you want. Repost this on Twitter. And hope you guys have a good day. Talk to you tomorrow.